G'day everyone, welcome to the show, and today's guest is Tim Zeifen. How you going, mate?
Good, good.
Pronounce it alright, my last name?
Yeah, Tim Zeifen, that's it.
I screw up with a lot of people's last names. We've known each other for, I'd say it'd be nearly a year now.
Yeah, approaching a year.
Met at one of the Sky Watches, and you do a lot of, I guess, different modalities of different things. Do you want to explain to the people what it is exactly you do, and then we'll sort of backtrack to how this all began for you.
Cool. So, I've done a lot of different modalities and learned from many different paths. And I've kind of developed my own unique way of working with people. A lot of it's straight intuitive. So whatever I'm guided to do in a session is what I'll do. But a big part of what I do is the shamanic path, which I've actually more recently integrated within the last year. And that was actually a pivotal part of the work that I'll be doing. Because working with the shamans, particularly in from the Inca tradition, actually allows one to be able to ground the energies at a much greater degree, and two, it kind of taps into the shamans from many other traditions as well, because you do connect to all these other indigenous shamans throughout the world, throughout all cultures as well. I mean, the shamans from all these many different cultures are actually a pivotal part of the ascension process here on the planet, and they've been holding a lot of the grids from, you know, way back in Earth's history. Other major part that I do is also sound healing, specifically something called the light language, which many of you may have heard of before or may not. It's quite interesting because there has been major changes. I've had a lot of changes since I was about 17 or so, but within the last year and a half, things have just gone through the roof, like stratospheric, and it's accelerated dramatically. There was a point where I got a message and it was like, you're going to be working with sound and sonic frequencies and helping to clear and activate people and working with the land and everything with these particular frequencies. And I'm like, okay, cool. And it was really interesting because I've always loved the sound and I've always felt the power of sound and understood the power of sound healing. And then before you know it, I started speaking these words, and it was quite interesting because at the time, the very first time, I thought I was just mucking around and being an idiot, to be honest. And it would just come out sporadically and randomly.
Did you let go when that happened? Like, you still had a little bit?
It came out a little bit.
Yeah.
Randomly and automatically. But then I kind of blocked it. Like, I stopped it and I just kind of laughed. When I laughed, it kind of stopped the process from happening. But it happened quite a few times when I was with a few different friends and sometimes when I was just on my own. And for about, I think it was for about 5 months or so. And then what ended up happening was I had a client come in. Like, I also do a bit of massage and myotherapy and stuff. But I had a client and we had this amazing conversation. And we were talking about a lot of different things, nice, deep and meaningful conversation. And she was like, oh, have you heard of the light language? And I'm like, yeah, I have. And then instantly it clicked. It's like, fuck, I've actually been speaking these light languages. From that day forward, I started practicing just a little bit here and there. And very quickly it started to develop. And as it developed, it morphed from something that sounded kind of like Aramaic to something that was completely off-planet. And the energies and frequencies from the words that are spoken are quite amazing. It's something that you can really feel on a very deep, intimate level. But just a little bit of 101 about the light language. So there's many light languages that exist here on planet Earth.
I reckon I've heard you do about 14. In the sessions we've done, it's like, so there's a lot of different types, but maybe, would I be right saying that? Maybe something like that, maybe 10?
Yeah.
You've done a heap, order and then the different star nations, like there's so many different, like it's absolutely amazing, but it's drawing in all these different energies, multidimensional, anchoring them here, but there's a lot of different types, isn't there?
There's heaps. I mean, there's lots from the many different traditions that exist here on the planet. I mean, a lot of the shamanic traditions actually have their own light languages. And then there's light languages from the Ascended Masters. Mm-hmm. There's light languages that exist in the angelic realms, so from the angelic realms, from the realms of light and sound, the galactic realms, universal realms, cosmic realms, and many different realms. So all multidimensional realms throughout all of creation. I mean, sound's very powerful, and each particular energy or energetic frequency that people carry, everyone has their own unique soul sound as well, so they will also have their own unique light language that they bring. Now, when we speak these light languages, and when I'm actually channeling these light languages, what it does is actually bring these multidimensional energies and frequencies down, and depending on what the intention is or the way in which I'm working with, it will come down and actually help to clear and activate you on a very deep level. So these multidimensional energies and frequencies switch things on very quickly, activates the DNA, clears your mind, opens your heart. Depending on what the focus and intention for it will awaken things within you very, very quickly. It's quite fascinating because it's been about a year and a bit now, and things have expanded a lot. Because at first it was just that one soul light language that I was speaking, and then before you know it, I had all these different beings coming through, wanting to work with me and to actually work with their energies and frequencies. And what's fascinating and amazing about this is that it's about integration. So actually integrating the many different parts and bringing them together, because ultimately it's about stepping out of that duality consciousness and into unity consciousness, where we're all one. Each of these beings that I work with in all these different dimensional realms, they have a specific piece of the puzzle, or specific energies and frequencies that can help to open things up for you and awaken you to the truth of who you are. So it's quite fascinating. So many things come through, and I continue to work with more energies and frequencies. So I always, like, I spoke in hundreds and hundreds of different types, and it's like, it's fascinating not just to hear what it sounds like, because some of them sound completely off planet, and if you hadn't heard of it before, at first it may freak out a little bit, but that's natural because it's kind of a fear of the unknown. But if you actually feel into the energies, you can feel it on a really deep, intimate level, and it's like, on a soul level, your soul is responding to the call. It's actually something else that's really important to discuss as well. With some of these light languages, because there are different names for it, but the most common form is the light language. The light language can be conversational. Mm-hmm. So kind of like how you got English, Japanese, whatever.
Yeah.
And there can be a direct correlation and specific energies and frequencies that are coded within that. But sometimes they're more just codings, so they may not necessarily have a particular message in it, but it's got a specific function that will hone in and actually bring those frequencies down to activate and clear or whatever as well. Often there can be a combination of the two as well.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd share that because a lot of people ask, oh, so, you know, what are they saying, or what's the message?
And people don't get it unless they've sort of experienced, and it's not like a putting down way, it's just unless you experience or acknowledge it in that way, it's very hard to understand. Like, soul's known for speaking Assyrian style language, but like that's how I sort of found out about it. And then I met her, and there's all these different languages, and some are activation, some is communication, almost like some of it would be books of knowledge just dumped. Just
downloads. That's the fascinating thing about light language as well, because it's multi-dimensional, and some of them especially, it's really interesting, because some of them, it's like there's so much information encoded into something that's very small. It's kind of like a gig of data encoded into just 1 meg, for example.
To
conceptualize. But it's like, as this information is encoded into you, it will open up when you're ready to actually receive that information. And even though you receive all of it, it will open up when you're ready to actually integrate all that stuff as well. But it's multifaceted, multi-layered. If you're able to actually see and perceive with your third eye and perceive on these multi-dimensional realms, you can see so many different formations. Because these energies and frequencies, they're sacred geometries, colours, activations, colours, codings. You can actually see the scripts as well. Depending on what language it is, you'll be able to see different aspects. But it's really fascinating and beautiful to see the different types. And to actually feel it on that deep level as well. Because the interesting thing as well is when you actually hear it, it's like some people will try to understand it consciously with their conscious mind. But if you allow yourself to let go and just know that there is a part of you that's actually receiving information and knows exactly what it is, then things can actually unfold on a much deeper level as well. Because it's kind of talking directly to your soul, to your divine self, or I am, whatever terminology you want to use. And helping to open that up and expand it and take it to another level. It's really fascinating. Like, the types, the energies, the frequencies, and the changes that I've seen in people, actually phenomenal. And it's like, to the point where, in literally just 10 minutes of doing the light language, I've seen people, like, lives change and just
go through the stratosphere. Yeah.
Very big changes in a very little amount of time.
It's like people don't even know what to do with it sometimes too. And we've experienced that, you know, it's like people are like, what the hell was that? And part of them wants to piss himself laughing, and the other part is like, but there was something familiar about that, you know? Yeah.
Soul recognition.
Like, yeah, that's what it is. They know deep down there's something there, but their body computer's going, that's some weird shit, you know, or it just doesn't know what to do with it. But what's your understanding with the, like, for example, and I've spoken to you about this in the past, about the geometric realms and the light realms of that. When you see, I guess, the geometry comes in with that language and activations, what's your understanding of the operation, the purpose of the geometry? Because everything's got a certain type of geometry to everything's got it.
Yeah.
The flower of life seems to be one of the, I'd say, the base, you know, with a lot of them. Because, you know, you can make anything up out of that from my understanding. But do you have an understanding of the geometry function in things?
Yeah. So we essentially made of geometries, made of this sacred geometry. We're crystalline beings. We're actually in the process of shifting into these full crystalline beings and awakening that within ourselves. And the DNA is a big part of that as well. But as the energies come down and the sacred geometries come down, it actually helps to activate those aspects that already exist within you. So it's not like it doesn't exist within you already, but it's actually coming through to actually awaken you and allow you to remember that aspect of self. So your own sacred geometries and energies and frequencies that you carry within yourself already can be switched on. Mm-hmm. So you may actually be able to see these geometries around your body if you're quite open. And as the light language comes through, it awakens and activates these aspects of you. And it's when, it's kind of like it will open up as you're ready, on a soul level, when you're ready for it to open up, that's when it will open up. But the light language helps to accelerate that and clear and pave the way so that it's able to unfold in a much greater degree.
Would you say like a facilitator? The language is.
Yeah. It's kind of like, when I speak, it clears whatever is, whatever's not in alignment, and whatever is holding you back, and then it activates everything within you so that you awaken to your true self in whatever form that is. And it's really fascinating. Because it also, what it does as well is, and I've seen this and experienced it, it actually awakens you to your multi-dimensional self, which is actually a huge part of the ascension process here as well. Because us humans, we often see and perceive ourselves as this physical bodies and just these human aspects. But each of us have had many incarnations here on the planet, but also many incarnations in many different realms. So the multi-dimensional realms, galactic realms, angelic realms, realms of light and sound, sacred geometry. When this light language comes through, often it can actually activate this within you. So on a deep soul level, there's part of you that remembers these languages because you remember the dimensional realms in which you were. Also, sometimes memories come back as well. It can just be a little bit, but it's like, it may happen when you're actually hearing the light language itself, or it may happen, for example, the night. Often when people hear the light language, they have amazing dreams.
Yeah.
That night. What's really interesting as well is, because so much light is actually being activated within you as well, often your stuff can come up as well. And this happens quite a lot. But this is actually fabulous because a lot of the time it's like we tend to keep our emotions and stuff that we don't want to experience bottled up. And often rather than allowing ourselves to actually experience and feel the emotions, rather than feeling it, we keep it bottled up and don't actually process it. But what the light language does is actually brings all this stuff, all these blocks, whatever it is, to the surface. And then, as it's actually coming up to the surface, it's able to actually clear, so you become whole and clearer within yourself. And then it brings the energies and frequencies that will help to awaken you.
And that's going into self-mastery mode, really, is connecting with that, because it's starting to go, all right, everything's a projection of our own illusion, so therefore we have to work within first.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to deal with that, and it's like, hang on, you can't do any of this unless you start within. And then from there, that will all manifest outside, or you'll bring in alignment with you. So, you know, it might be hard for a lot of people, but this is where they've got to get rid of the blockages, the baggage, the things that are holding them back. Yeah. And that, usually you find out that you need to experience that, and it's giving you tools and tips to excel in whatever your purpose is, you know, while you're doing your walk here. Exactly. So it's something that really people, I think, have to go through.
Yeah.
whether they realise it or not. And, you know, yeah, a lot of people might disagree with that, but I think we've all, you know, nobody's perfect. We've all got our own ego or shit or something going on.
Everyone's got their shit.
Everyone's got something.
We all do.
And we, you know, this is a process of breaking through that, and then you come across something else.
Yeah.
You never get rid of it, but this is part of self-mastery and these things. Yeah. What you do seems to be a facilitator to help people go about their life's path. But,
yeah,
you know, it's not just one thing that you do. You cover a big range of different things with the light activations, the cosmic shaman stuff.
Yeah.
It just, it's a lot of different things. And I guess what you'd be doing is picking on certain things that you need for each client or person, because it's going to be different. You've got to tailor to them, yeah, as well. So it's the more tools you got in your belt, the better it is that you can do what you're going to do and help people and get them to help themselves and actually eventually walk their walk like yourself, but it's just doing whatever it is that they do.
Yeah, definitely.
So, how did this all start for you?
Good question.
Like, did it start? It started at a younger age, didn't it? Like,
so probably the biggest. When I was about 12. So this is where it all started for me. When I was about 12, I had this dream. It wasn't just a dream, but it happened in the dream state, and I was in the city. And it wasn't a city that I'm conscious of that's here on this physical plane. But when I tuned in later, I realised it was more 5D Earth. But I was in this city, and it was night. And I started looking up into the sky, and I could see all the stars. All the constellations in complete clarity. It was one of the most beautiful things that I've ever seen. Like, all the formations of all these star systems. And as I was looking up, this massive bolt of lightning came down, or energy, struck me. The energy was so powerful that it physically woke me up, and my body physically stood up until it was standing straight, 180 degrees up. And then my body fell back, and as it fell back, it hit the bed, I snapped back into the dream, and as I was back into the same space that I was before, in the city, I knew that I was in the future, of that same place, but in the future. And then this galactic being appeared, and started talking to me telepathically, and was like, when the time's right, I'll come back and then we'll have a talk about, you know, your mission and all the stuff that you're doing here on the planet. Okay, cool. And interesting thing was that so many things opened up after then, like visits from lots of multi-dimensional beings, ascended masters, galactics. When I was younger, it's kind of like I had these experiences but didn't completely understand it, but I just knew that there was this communication going on. Sometimes, a lot of time it would happen during the dream state, sometimes they'd appear like when I'm in a more susceptible state, but lots of different teachings leading up to then. This being actually came about a year and a half ago, and that's what I was speaking of earlier, where there's
did you
say
something
massive change.
Yeah. Good, somebody else sees enough. I had Michael over here and a few people said, but it was just like, thank God. And it's the wispy stuff and all that coming in and out. Yeah. People don't get it.
Yeah. I'm glad that you saw that.
When you saw, like, you see these beings, like, and sorry to do all that, but was there, like, what happened for myself, and this is good because I don't get to talk to heaps of people with a similar story like yourself, but
yeah,
was there a knowingness, a familiarness with what you're interacting with, whether it was ascended master type stuff, whether it was whatever type,
there was.
Yeah.
Never, for myself personally, there was never a time where it felt like unknown or separate. There was a deep, on some level, even though when I was younger I didn't completely understand, but on some level there was a familiarity. And it was like, I know you. I don't can't explain it, but I know you. And that communication, it was like, yeah, they were guiding me. So there was a lot of guidance leading up until present now. But in those earlier years, so many different interesting experiences. But it started to flourish. And the time where it actually started to flourish and things started to really expand was when I was 16, 17. Had a lot of things going on at the time. There was a major car crash that I had. Should have died, but I didn't. What ended up happening? It was interesting. After that experience, a lot of different things also happened. And as I started to expand, I ended up getting, depression. So I was going through a little bit of depression, 16, 17 years old, and it started to spiral. It was really interesting because I was always quite a happy child. Mm-hmm. But then this depression started to get me, and yeah, there's lots of different things that I could say contributed to it and caused it. But it got to the point where it was getting worse, and I was like, I've got to do something to help myself because, you know, I kind of don't want to get this. I don't want this to be worse. What ended up happening was my parents were like, oh, maybe you should see a doctor. I've never really been a fan of doctors, but I was like, all right, at least I'll do something. So I went to the doctor, getting a little bit of medication. I've always hated medication.
Yeah.
But in this instance, I'm like, I might as well try something to see if it would, you know, to help myself. So it took a little bit. It helped a little bit, but I knew that it wasn't really dealing with the actual problem itself. And then that's when my path started to flourish, because it's like, all right, I've got to do something to actually help myself. So I started reading lots of different books, started doing courses, looked into many different spiritual paths, and with all this information, it really started to open me up. The first course, well, one of the first courses that I did was Pranic Healing. It's an energy healing course. Amazing course. I only did the very first level, but that course opened up a lot of pathways for me, mm-hmm. because it opened me up to other realms and other possibilities. With that course alone, actually, I completely got rid of my depression and got rid of the medication. I was only on the medication.
So there's some blockages and stuff going on there?
Yeah, definitely.
Was there any attachment sort of stuff as well?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there was. Yeah. But I very quickly shifted it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And then from there, it's kind of like, continue to learn from many different paths, so many different courses, and it's like, what I did from then on, it's like whatever resonated and whatever felt, yeah, that worked well for me, I integrated. And whatever didn't resonate, I kind of just left. And I feel that's actually really important for everyone to uphold, because there are elements of truth in any different path. And you just got to find what works for you and integrate that into your life. It's about integration. That's actually really important. But yeah, things started to flourish, and it's like with each course I did, continue peeling back the layers of all my stuff and shifting that. And we've all got our stuff, but part of the path of ascension is becoming a clear channel as possible, so that you can bring through the energies and do your work in whatever form that is.
Yeah.
And that's pivotal. But yeah, so many different experiences.
Eventually went around the world, didn't you? Like, you've been to a few places in the world.
Where have I gone? Mexico, France, went on a huge trip to Bolivia, Peru, Egypt as well, came back from Uluru also, not too long ago, but
it would have been work on a multi-dimensional work you would have been doing in those areas, yeah.
A lot of work with the land, that's part of the path of the shaman as well, but also bringing in these multi-dimensional energies and frequencies to help to and activate the land at a much deeper level as well. That's a big part of my path also, so I work on that level as well.
I wish you could see the stuff that I'm saying on the other side of you. I've tried doing everything to capture it, and I think it's got something to do with the human eye. And then you go, is my eyes playing a trick? And then, like before, we both saw the same thing. This is where you go, well, then it can't be a trick of eyes, because I usually sit there, and I've got somebody sitting there, and we'll sit here, and we soul, and we'll see these guys. The veils are getting thinner, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Really?
Completely. And it's fascinating.
So, where's this all led to? Of course you're doing your work, but what information, or I guess, what things are you noticing now, not just on a civilization society level, but even talking to other experiences and the information you're getting, what are you noticing in terms of what's going on, like pickups, activations, changes? Like, what are you noticing really that's really pushing forward more so? Like, what could you say to the people, I guess, what you're really noticing now, and what I guess people should maybe just take 5 out to see if that is happening for them in terms of, you know, chill out, check your awareness, and just analyse where you're at, people, as well. What are you noticing?
It's what I have been noticing personally. There have been a lot of energies and frequencies that have been downloaded onto the planet, but at a much more accelerated fashion. So some of the shifts, some of the planetary shifts and alignments, and the energies that are coming from the great essential sound into the inner Earth sun and into the core here on the planet, and activating the crystalline grids and everything. As there's so much light that's coming through, and there hasn't been this much light coming through for a very long time on the planet, and it activates us, but as this light's actually being downloaded into us, it's kind of like, it illuminates all that does not serve us, so the darkness and whatever's holding us back. So personally, from what I've seen in, you know, clients and just speaking to people in general, there have been a lot of people that are going through really deep emotional stuff. There are even some people who are quite solid within themselves, but even them have been thrown off center a little bit. But that's natural, and it's just part of the purification process that's happening here on the planet. So what's actually really important is to honor your experience and allow whatever's coming up to come to the surface. As it all clears, and there's a big integration process that's happening as well, actually, everything's being stepped up. And what's actually really important is that those that are a bit more conscious and a bit more further on the path, actually getting these energies and frequencies more so than the others, because they're the ones that are going to be holding the light for the others to receive them when they're ready. Does that kind of make sense?
It's like you're a anchor or an aerial to amplify that out to those around you.
Yeah.
I guess that's, I know what you're saying. Trying to describe it myself. But would you say, this, like they say, as above, so below, this is actually happening in some of the other realms too?
Completely.
Yeah.
In fact, all of the realms. It's all interrelated, all connected. So on planetary level, it's happening, solar, galactic, universal, cosmic, in the divine realms, and it all filters down. It's all connected, and it continues to flow. But what's pivotal about the ascension process happening here on planet Earth now, the reason that, we've got a lot of help. So there's a lot of beings, a lot of interdimensional beings, galactic beings that are assisting the planet, angelic, whatever, that are assisting the planet, have been assisting for a very long time, but even now as well, because Earth is actually a pivotal part of the galactic ascension process for the Milky Way galaxy in which we live as well. And it's kind of like, we're the ones that are helping to accelerate the rest of the galaxy as well. So they're kind of, on some level, they're kind of waiting for us to evolve. And we're evolving. They're assisting us a lot as well. They can't do everything for us. They can assist, but it's up to us to be able to shift that within ourselves as well. And they will assist when they're guided to, and depending on, you know, when we allow them to as well. But ultimately, it's our responsibility to do that for ourselves. And as we become clearer within ourselves, we'll start to step beyond the confines of duality consciousness and into unity consciousness, where we actually honor all paths. So it's integration. It's not about, you know, this path is right or wrong and judging and all that sort of stuff, but actually honoring all paths and recognizing divinity within everyone, like all creatures, all beings. Not just here on the human plane, like the humans, plants, minerals, crystals, elementals, devas, whatever. Mm. But also through the galactic realms, multidimensional realms, angelic realms, whatever. All multidimensional realms, because really it's all about integration, everything that is in that divinity within all. Actually, one huge thing actually that's a huge part of the ascension process is awakening and opening up to that galactic aspect of self. Because we are galactic beings. Yes, we're all in all these other realms as well, but it's kind of like one step at a time. But awakening that multidimensional aspect of self allows a lot more energies and frequencies to actually do work with you, because we're intimately connected with these aspects of ourself as well. There's no separation, and with these multidimensional aspects, we're actually directly connected in the now. So it's not like past or future, but actually in this timeline as well. And when you start to actually open up on these multidimensional levels, it starts to actually bring these aspects into you now and activate it within your very core, within your being, activating your DNA, which will start to actually flourish and open up your own abilities and senses as well. Which is why some of you are actually starting to notice that you're able to perceive into some of these multidimensional realms. You may get glimpses of it, or maybe you've just been fully open. It's a bit different for everyone.
Yeah.
For those that are ready, that could be extremely open. But this is pivotal, because it's like, as we start to release the layers of the human condition, all the stuff that humanity has, you know, experienced from this part, it's like you start to awaken the divinity within yourself and recognizing yourself as that divine being, as that emanation of love and that light that you are. And you just start to awaken. You start to awaken the truth of who you are, recognizing yourself as spirit, recognizing yourself as source, as the all that is, not in separation. Separation is but illusion, by the way. Not out of fear, but out of love and unity. And it's, there's so many changes. So many people waking up. A lot of people, even some people that I've known for quite a while and wouldn't really be into any of this stuff or even, it's like they're starting to ask questions.
They're taking it on board.
Little bit, you know what I mean? Little bits are like, oh, what's this? What's that? And it's like, they're starting to naturally flourish and it's amazing. Like, I'm seeing the changes in so many people. People becoming more open, actually wanting to assist one another. I really feel that on a really deep core level, everyone actually does want to assist each other in that state of love and actually become one. It's just sometimes ego gets in the way.
Yeah.
All this stuff that's happened from, you know what I mean? Like past trauma and whatever, grudges, whatever. But it's about healing those aspects within ourselves, in the now, becoming clear as possible, and assisting in whatever path that we have chosen for this lifetime. Because there's many paths and it could be in any form that it is. But when you fully start to step into your mission and your divine path and what you're really passionate about, this is pivotal, what you're really passionate about, because that is in complete alignment with what your path is, then things will start to flourish and it's like everything will align to assist you to be able to actually walk forward in whatever it is that you would like to do. Things become simpler and easier. And it's like all that's not really necessary and that's actually impeding your path will start to fall away. It's quite interesting, but I've seen this happen to a lot of people. All the bullshit starts to fall away and it's like, bam, they can just move forward and actually it's quite fun. You know what I mean? Like it's fun, it's joyous, and they're actually starting to love life. Because what I've seen and what many people are experiencing is they're locked into their jobs, but most people don't like their job. They don't like what they're doing.
They're
to the point where they hate their jobs.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine doing a job that I hate, to the point where you hate, but they're still staying at one because it's secure,
mm-hmm.
and they got the money, which I do understand on some level. But if you hate your job, it's important to reevaluate, because is money really worth your happiness and your joy?
Exactly, yeah.
Is it really worth something that's really important? Because things can shift for you and in your life if you allow it to shift. Sometimes you may need to have a bit of courage, and sometimes you may need to let go of stuff that you know is holding you back. But if you have the courage to let go without the fear, even if you've got a little bit of fear about, you know, the unknown and what's actually ahead, if you move forward in your path anyway, in that joy, that bliss, that passion, things will start to unfold and actually move for you. And you'll probably wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
So I was saying before, you've got to surrender. Yeah, and you
surrender is pivotal.
And
a lot of us are going through different layers of surrender. And it's like, even though we may resist at first, when you fully allow yourself to surrender, it's actually quite magical, because it allows the divine to flow through you, allows the universe to flow through you as a channel, and you can just move forward in your path with ease and grace. In a happy and joyous way.
And I've been an example of that. Like in the last year, just surrendered. And I'm walking my walk, and everything's just going to be provided that you need. As long as you're not greedy, everything you need to, like the basics will be provided. But I understand the fear behind that, but it's not warranted in terms of, you've just got to learn to let go. Because if you're so going to walk your walk and you think your path is actually that path, if you are convinced of that and you know this, you can just do it. And everything will be right. Because it's like we were saying before, the fear of the unknown is what holds all of us back from evolving, because you need to get out of your comfort zone to evolve. Yeah. And we're going to screw up every now and then, but that too helps you evolve.
It's part of the path.
It's part of the path. So it's very important. So it's really, would you say the main thing that people can do for themselves at the moment is work on themselves?
Pivotal.
Yeah.
That's number one. Self is always number one. If you can become clear enough within yourself, then actually, if there was only one thing that you did in this lifetime, and if that was actually working on yourself, then that's one of the greatest service that you can do for the planet.
Because
if everyone actually worked on themselves consciously, the entire planet would shift in an instant.
Because then you can work as a collective. Opposed to nature with your own ship, then you can do that.
It would be amazing. Because it's like, everyone can be of assistance to others, but the clearer you are within yourself, the more work that you do within yourself, then there's a greater capacity to be able to assist others as well. And the energetic frequency that you're holding, even not necessarily doing anything, you could just be walking down the road, but the energy that you're emitting and the energies that are flowing through you will actually assist others, because it's kind of like shining that light and that love into them, which actually helps to expand their consciousness, kind of like that soul-to-soul connection.
It's very interesting, but...
That's where it lies, just working within, and then, like, not beating yourself up, forgiving yourself as well, because this is what I find with a lot of my own clients, is a lot of times forgiving themselves.
Yeah.
And just going, look, it's okay, like, they're really with the higher realms and with Source, there is no judgment, there's just unconditional love and compassion for and all that is.
Yeah.
And you see that this is an illusion, the judgment, and the vibration that comes with judgment, which is another projection of, you know, the physical manifestation from thought, you know, depending on the vibration you're coming at things from. So, you know, it's one of those things where if we just work on ourselves, that's going to project out.
Yeah.
And then people can start following their bliss no matter what it is. And, you know, I think you'd find the same thing is when I talk to people, it's like, if you don't do what you're meant to do, and I don't do what I'm meant to do, this ain't going to work. Because once you're conscious of what you're meant to be doing, there's no going back. And if you're not doing it, your ass will get kicked 10 ways from Sunday. It's like blocks, and it's really a high self projecting those blocks in front of you going, you're not meant to be doing this, and then finally you work out that those blocks were meant to be there to finally get you on timing, those times of illusion where you got to go.
Exactly. And I'm going to share a personal story. I've been, it's actually more really recently where I've actually started to put myself out there, right? Because I've been hiding, I'll be honest, I've been hiding. And there was a point just not long ago where financially things stopped. Everything was flying really well. I was still doing my work, but I wasn't doing as much as I could. And then financially, things started to stop. And I'm like, oh, this is rare. Usually everything that I needed is provided. And I'm like, when I change in, it's like, it's time to start putting yourself out there and stop hiding. Start doing your classes, courses, whatever. And start putting yourself out there because it's actually really important. It's part of your path. And as you follow it, things will actually start to flow in divine synchronicity for you. So there was a lot of stuff, so I was shedding a lot of stuff, my own stuff, deeper stuff that I hadn't cleared before, but in that process, it's like, I've now started really walking my path and moving forward, and things have gone back into alignment and they're starting to flow, so that's exactly what you just said.
And
I was the one that was holding back on myself, ultimately, does that make sense?
It does. Because
I wasn't completely putting myself out there and following my path, then ultimately it was actually just me.
And that's been a thing of my thing as well. I've put my own blockages on.
Yeah.
Some of it I can see later on that I had to do that for things to align energetically.
Yeah.
Because I think things work more of an energetic, you know, things happen when they're energetically aligned.
Yeah.
With purpose and things like that. So that's something, you know, I can say, and I think it happens to all of us. Everyone. Sure. And I just don't think a lot of the time people are consciously aware because they're coming at this reality from a different angle, you know, they're not really looking at the conscious side or the synchronicities and how these other beings, if they're not open to it, how they work from the other realms you hear, whether it's through dreams, whether it's through synchronicities, whether it's through, you know, whatever it is, there's a number of ways they do that. In saying that, is it cool if we could get you to do a little example or get one of, or whatever the beings want to come through, which whoever wants to come through, or that you feel... Maybe something for the people watching this and for myself, you know, anything, nothing, you know, huge, like, we've done it sometimes, it's gone for like 20 minutes away, and I'm sitting there going, DNA makeup's going to be completely shifted by the end of this stuff.
Sometimes I get really excited, and then so many come through and like, I'll do a quick one.
just whatever you feel comfortable with, and thanks for doing so as well. Just gives people an idea.
Yes.
You do some of this on the videos on your YouTube channel, which can be found at your website too.
Yeah, on my website, YouTube channel, and on my Facebook page as well. So I've only just started, but I'm going to be pumping out a lot of activations, and check it out, because you'll get a lot out of it. It will help to switch things, and you can actually feel the energetic shifts for yourself as well. It is interesting though, another part of me hiding was like, when I do these light languages, I know how fucking weird it is, you know? I know how strange it sounds, but I know, and part of it was like, oh, you know, me judging myself and judged by others, what will people think? But it's like, who cares? Like, it's time to actually start stepping up, standing in my power, and expressing myself and expressing my truth. And that's pivotal for everyone. For every single person that's watching this, it's pivotal for you. So what we're actually going to do now is bring through any energies and frequencies that are going to clear anything that's actually holding you back from being able to stand in your power, being able to walk your path with ease and grace, being able to actually express your truth as well, exactly as you are. Awaken that divinity within yourself as well. So, what I'll get you to do is just close your eyes and take a nice big deep breath in. To an even deeper level, hoping to further assist you to be able to walk your path and release anything that's blocking that divine flow in you and in your life. Good, take another nice big deep breath in. Down into the heart of Gaia, Mother Earth, bring complete balance, harmony, and alignment and integration. Can you take another nice big deep breath in?
Seen or heard something like that before.
So that was a little bit of a language activation.
So
it's a quick one.
That will sort of manifest in the people's realities through that, like, it could be straight away, like we've talked about before. It could be in dreams, or it could be like a week or a month away, and just to, like, it's like as if you've unlocked the door's still shut in some people, and then all of a sudden something will happen and that door will just open, they've got access or this activation.
Exactly.
It's different for everyone.
It's spot on. It's different for everyone. I've seen some people literally just open up instantly, like, it's just switched them on straight away. Some it's like, it still opens you up, but it will open up as much as you're ready. So on a soul level, whatever you're ready to integrate, it will integrate. But the energies continue to work on you for a lot longer after you've actually heard it as well. And then integration time of the energies may take a little bit of time. It's different for everyone.
And some people, some of that will be really familiar with. I know with souls, sometimes people have cried or whatever because it's just so familiar that they're like, oh, you know, like, I know this from somewhere else.
Deep soul recognition.
So what was that then that came through? You had the Arcturians come through?
Arcturians? The first time was just actually my natural soul, language.
So that was clearing or something, or opening things up?
Yeah, it's clearing all that stuff is actually preventing you and stopping you from being able to really stand in your power, express yourself, and actually walk forward on your path, whatever form that is. Because we all have this stuff that actually prevents us from doing it, judgment, fear of the unknown, fear of failure, it's a big one. Even fear of success as well, which is funny, but a lot of people actually carry this.
You didn't see any rainbow shards of light then, did you, like, coming down as you were doing that? And I saw, like, things being moved places and put back in.
I love seeing people who could actually see it. But yeah, and you can... if you're open, you can actually see the beings who are doing this work as well. That's fascinating. And it's really awesome.
So there was your higher self doing that, then the Arcturians, and is the last one Buddha?
Even though when I channel Buddha, it does come with that sort of frequency. It's not Buddha, but it kind of stems more from the shamanic realm.
Alright.
It's not a specific one, but it's more like a collective type thing. So what's really interesting is that when I did some work in Uluru, had a bit of a trip there, and I was doing some work with the land there. I was connecting in with some of the Aboriginal elders, like master elders, ascended beings, and connecting with them. And then I actually recognised that I was connecting in with also they were galactic as well. Mm-hmm. Simultaneously, they were some of the guardians of the space at Uluru, and they actually showed me the star. They told me a name, but I can't remember what it was, but the particular star that they were connected to. And as they were speaking, they were putting me through different initiations, and I was actually, I could actually see some of them doing like this dance around a fire, some of them were playing the didge, and I was part of this. It was really beautiful, but they were saying the power of sound, sound is very powerful, and the energetic frequencies that come through, it's kind of like a soul song. And as you start to speak these words, because they were aware that they knew I was coming, and they were kind of waiting, and they prepared me for this initiation, but they were saying that sound is very powerful, and it can carry a lot of energies and frequencies, but it can also carry a story as well. Mm-hmm. And as you speak these stories and these energies through you, it can help to awaken people also and assist them on their path. So they actually did some activation specifically for my throat to bring those energies. So sometimes there is a bit of the Aboriginal stuff that comes through when I do that as well. But there's other shamanic tribes as well that also work with sound that also filter through as well. It's really fascinating because that last one, it's not specifically a light language, but it's another form of utilising sound and frequency to be able to activate energies as well. When I do that, I feel it's very grounding, which is why I'm guided to do it afterwards as well, because sometimes with these other ones, it's like...
Yeah.
If you're not grounded or you're not consciously grounding yourself, you can...
I've had some people
who literally do it, and they're like, oh my god, like, as soon as you did it, I was literally, like, on another planet, another star, straight away, or, like, on a light ship, instantly. And I was like, what the fuck? But I was like, it was amazing, but, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when I do that last one, it's very grounding. It's beautiful. There was something else I was going to say, but it's gone straight out of my
head. Yeah, I love that. That last one's just awesome. Every time I hear that or the Buddha one, I'm just like, God, how that, like, how that comes through is just amazing. And the vibration with it is just really, it goes through.
Yeah, you can feel it on a very deep, intimate level. It's fascinating. Actually, when I first, when Buddha actually came through the first time and I was utilizing his frequencies, I was shocked because it just went, it's so deep and very resonant, similar to what I just did at the last part. And I was like, wow, it's really interesting because they've all got their unique energy and frequency, but particularly with him when he comes through, that's the type of frequency that it comes through. And it was, yeah, it's amazing. It's unique because I don't think there has been, there's no other particular being or collective consciousness that has a similar thing.
Like, yeah.
It's more just Buddha. I mean, I may find some later, but yeah. But there's so many different types and some of them sound fascinating. Some of them sound like...
Yeah, there's
so many. So many.
So many different. I'll be sharing a lot more on YouTube, Facebook and everything. A lot of activations and stuff. So you'll, yeah.
Awesome.
Stay tuned.
We'll wrap it up there. Is there anything you want to leave the people with before we wrap it up? Anything you want to let people know? Just any upcoming things or any words you'd like to say to people before we wrap it up?
Yeah. Follow your bliss. Follow your joy. Follow your passion. That's probably the most important thing I can say. Because many know what they want to do, but they never actually move forward and do it. It can be challenging at times. And sometimes it may take a bit of courage and you may need to let go of some stuff. But ultimately, in life, you want to actually be living a life of love and joy. That's actually the most pivotal thing to being here on the planet. That in itself, if you actually re-evaluated your life and did everything that you actually love, everything that you're passionate about, everything that actually brings you joy, then the consciousness on the planet would actually shift in an instant. Literally like that. If everyone was actually following what they're passionate about, what they really love, the energetic frequencies and the vibrations emanating from everyone would literally transform the planet. So whatever that is for you, follow it. Maybe you need to get a little bit of time to, you know, you don't have to do it straight away, but get the wheels in motion so that you can actually allow yourself to, and you may need to go on a bit of a search to find out what that is, and that's fine. But get the wheels in motion so that you can actually start moving towards that, because it's pivotal. Not just for the planet, but also for you personally as well. I mean, we all want to actually do stuff that we actually really love, ultimately. So, yeah, reevaluate where you're at and follow your passion. Now, on another level, I do a lot of this work utilizing, you know, the sounds and frequencies and light language and tuning in, like channeling whatever information comes through, intuition, bringing through energy frequencies or activations, light body activations, DNA activations, switching stuff on, maybe working with the pineal or heart or whatever it is. Maybe going to different incarnations and stuff as well and delving into that. Also helping to tap people into their multidimensional selves as well. That's a big part of what I do. It doesn't necessarily mean that it happens every single time, but it has happened quite often as well. And what that actually does is it helps to awaken you to that aspect of self. So those abilities and whatever it is, and that knowledge and wisdom and that love can actually start to flow through you, but actually integrate you into your life as well. So, I do a lot of these sessions in Melbourne. So if you're in Melbourne, you're welcome to contact me. I do have a class and some courses coming up well if you're living in Melbourne. So you can check out the details and have a look at that on my Facebook page and all that as well. But I also do sessions on Skype as well. So if you're around the world and you're interested in a one-on-one session, please contact me. If you've got any questions, you're welcome to contact me and we can have a bit of a chat at some stage and I can explain things in a little bit more depth if you'd like to. And and if you feel guided to, then we can organise a session. But
awesome.
Thank you for allowing me to have this session. I love you all.
Cheers, mate. Thank you so much for that. And I'd just like to say thank you everyone who's helping to contribute to the new eCity Australia Centre. We're doing it out of the home at the moment, but everyone's help is appreciated. And also go to eCityAustralia.org for, you know, sky watches, guided sessions, whatever else is going on. We do them in Melbourne and around the world, sorry to myself. And interested in Tim's stuff and some of the awesome stuff that he's doing, again, go to the link at the bottom in the description part of the video, or go to the PeteMaxwellSlattery.com where there'll be an audio download. If you download it there, there's links there as well. So, mate, thank you very much. Love you, brother. Cheers, man. And thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thank you.
Cheers.